proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, I knew this was going to be a problem when Lindsay told us that she'd been wearing natural deodorant.
Yeah.
Now she's over complaining because she's sweating.
Yeah.
She's got pits dripping everywhere.
Ugh.
I'm not a sweater just in general, or I didn't think that I was until I started wearing natural deodorant.
Turns out you are.
Turns out.
What did you wear before that? What did you use?
What brand did I? But anyway, antiperspirant, you know,
right.
Degree or Dove or whatever. Recently, on this health kick that I kind of started after TJ and Jody started it, eating organic and stuff. Well, I've been watching all these like health videos, and some have come across my way that have been talking about aluminum's mad, you know, for cancer cause, whatever. I mean, you know. So I turned to natural deodorant, and I'm starting to think it's a mistake.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because I would feel it dripping all the time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, why don't you get that procedure that Riggins had done?
Yeah.
He had that laser thing under his armpit and his armpits to keep him from sweating.
Right. Mira Dry or something.
Yeah.
You had. It was when I was on the show. Was it a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you don't.
It's like mostly, I mean, I got to be really busting my butt. And I'll be sweating everywhere else but my armpits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now it hurt like a bitch.
Yeah.
And I know.
Yeah.
I guarantee if I had like laser hair removal, it would probably hurt me really bad. But it was like the worst pain I've ever had in my life.
So I had laser hair. And I wonder how it differs in
he
pain.
Said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how painful it was. I was like, 10. And they even brought in a rep from the company to see like what they had done, you know, what they could do better, because it was really painful.
Huh.
And it was so many numbing shots.
Yeah.
Because they just have to numb the whole area. So it was dozens of shots, and that hurt really bad.
Mm.
But yeah, the results are incredible.
But it's like a laser, right? And so is laser hair removal. So I want to know what the difference is.
It looked like a hair dryer. And they would just go up and down, bump,
yeah.
bump.
Maybe I should. Now, I don't sweat like dripping. It's not that. It's just a little damper than normal. But I don't have BO. That's not the issue. The issue is just being a little.
You don't?
Yeah.
Or do I?
Can we test that out?
Do I? I wear like a lot of perfume, so I'm not sure if I do or not. But I don't know. Natural life's not for me.
No, it's not for me either. But you know that feeling, though, or you've never had that feeling where you're just sitting and all of a sudden you just feel like one drip come out from your armpit and go down your side?
Yeah, like a single in a loose shirt.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Rolls down your rib cage, and you're like, oh, gosh, that is disgusting.
I don't even sweat like that when I work out, but, I mean, the natural deodorant's not the way to go.
Mm.
But when you're a female, I think you worry more about like breast cancer being right there. You know, I think there's.
Is that what they said? But have there been any conclusive studies done with that? Or is it always one of those may lead to or could cause this or.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest. I think you're right. It could, may lead, maybe, possibly. Not sure.
And then they'll always do that. Well, why take the chance?
Right.
Wouldn't you rather err on the side of caution? Hey, well, it depends on what you're talking about.
Right.
You know?
Well, and
remember,
I started
I told y'all, go ahead.
Oh, no, what?
I said, I told y'all I don't use antiperspirant. I only use the deodorant.
Yeah.
So that's like the same thing as a natural, or I don't know.
I mean, I just get it with that. I don't like the antiperspirant. I want to
he
sweat.
Wants to
it's
sweat.
How your body, gotcha. That's how your body cools itself down.
Yeah. But I'd rather my body cool itself down when I'm outside doing something rather than, you know, sitting in a room full of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Panera.
Yeah. So do you stink or you don't know?
No, the deodorant part is still there.
Yeah, but the antiperspirant is what, isn't it?
But the deodorant allows you to sweat but makes it where it doesn't stink. The deodorizes.
Okay.
And then the antiperspirant is perspiring, so it's anti that.
Okay.
So it keeps you from sweat.
Gotcha. So I don't know, Rob. I'm feeling like
he's thinking.
But isn't it though? And like, if you're in a public setting or whatever, or on a, say you're on a date, and then you realize you got sweat moons under your arms,
it's like so embarrassing.
Yeah, is that is that more embarrassing than having something stuck in your teeth all night and not knowing it?
I think the teeth is less embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of do too.
My husband's a sweater. Kyle's a sweater, just straight up. He ruined shirts. Like, he's just, that's how he is. And I feel bad for him. Because, I mean, he'll have, like, a white shirt and it'll be ruined and he'll have to throw it away.
Right, in the pits?
In the pits. He's a sweater. I mean, he used to play baseball. Obviously, we've talked about it. And at, you know, in between any, whatever you call it, halftime, I don't know.
Inning,
halftime,
whatever. No, halftime, you're right.
You know, he would go in and his shoe would be full of sweat. He would literally pour out. Yeah. Is that not just so disgusting?
You said disturbing? His shoe?
His shoe. His shoes.
Yeah.
Oh.
He would be the only person on the team with like three different jerseys a game or uniforms, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Guys, what sport are we talking about here?
Yeah, my little friend Jenny's that way. She sweats like crazy when she's working out. I mean, just, but it's got to be, when you're working out or something, it's got to be like a cleansing feeling, you know, it's like, you know, sweat it out kind of thing. But I don't sweat that much when I'm working out. I will have, not dripping sweat, but just like beading sweat, I guess is what you call it, would bead up if I'm in a hot room.
Yeah.
I get hotter inside than I do outside.
Like even in the summer, per se. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm in a room and the air conditioner's not on in the summer, or it's not on the proper setting, or when I'm in a room in the winter and the heat's on, I get much hotter like that than I would if I were just outside sitting under a shade tree or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then I told you, I'm handsome husband Michael. When he gets out of the shower and he takes straight cold showers, he starts sweating to the point he has to go sit in his truck and let the vents blow, the air conditioner blow on his head.
I know he's using an antiperspirant.
Yeah, and he also, he can't wear just one single shirt. I think he always has to have a t-shirt underneath.
Now that is bad, yeah. I feel bad for people like, because that's...
Why doesn't Kyle wear a t-shirt under his shirts?
I mean, he does. I'm talking about those undershirts he ruins. You know, like just like a tee.
Okay, okay. I thought you meant like his regular, you know, office shirts and stuff.
Mm-mm. It's such a hard thing to, I can imagine, I mean, to deal with. Because I just picture Michael just not being able to do anything without sweating, you know. I mean, that's hard. Mm-hmm.
But, so when does Kyle do stuff now? Like if he is outside work, does he do stuff outside in the yard and things like that that would cause him to sweat in his shoes?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't, he goes to the gym, but I don't go to the gym with him.
But he is messing up his shirts with a underarm sweat. I mess up sheets because I'm so oily. And that's more disgusting, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they're both, they're kind of both in the same realm. You're messing something up with your sweat or
your oil.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough life.
It is.
Dudes are nasty.
It's basically a disability.
Yeah.
I have a disability.
Yeah.
I'm extra oily. All
right. What's your disability, sir? I'm extra oily.
You are greasy.
Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's like the messing up the sheets with spray tan. I get it. I mean, it's similar concept, but.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Except spray tan's a lot more disgusting,
I think. Have you ever had a spray tan, Riggins?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're fun.
It makes you feel instantly slimmer and better about life. Yeah, I see why people get them. You just feel like you're better looking now.
Oh, instantly. For sure. You're thinner. And
Yeah. I like the tanning bed way better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't like you, though, the tanning bed.
Take a little nap in there.
It is a little embarrassing when you get in the spray tan and you got to do the pose and you're like butt naked and you're kind of chubby and you're just like, all of a sudden.
They're going? Turn to the left.
Where am I going?
Do they still make the booths where it just sprays you like a car wash?
That's the only one I've had.
Mm-hmm. You've never had the person
spray tan, yeah. You know.
Huh. I'll bring my stuff in here real quick. Y'all tell me. I love doing it.
First time I ever got one done, I immediately went to a McAllister's afterwards to like get lunch. And then I got back in the car. I was like, holy shit, I look crazy. Why did no one tell me? I got like the lightest one. I looked insane.
Like an Oompa Loompa.
I'm just like, I'm at McCouch. I'm like, I'll have that spud.
Have the cheese spud.
Bacon and cheese, please. I'm like, yeah. Orange.
Looking like you got a flashlight in your mouth.
He looks like the cheese on the spud.
It's crazy. I went, no! Yeah.
Oh, bless.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.